On Thursday the 24th of November 2022, I experienced flashes in the right side of my left eye, and a black floater also appeared. It was difficult to get an appointment at Specsavers because of the COVID, but I managed to get one for the 16th of February 2023. Kelsey drove me there, and Ray and Sharon came too, because Kelsey was a learner driver. The scanner wasn't working, so the optometrist put drops in my eyes which made my pupils wider than normal so he could see inside my eyes. After examining my eyes, he said I have posterior vitreous detachment but wants to see me again when the scanner is working. Kelsey, my granddaughter, took me to Aberystwyth once again to see the optometrist, and I had a scan on my eyes. He showed me the results on the computer screen, and it showed that I did have posterior vitreous detachment in both eyes, and the left was the worst. When we are young, the vitreous gel is firmly attached to the back of our eye, but as we get older, the vitreous gel in our eyes naturally becomes liquid, so it shrinks and collapses away from the retina. There is no cure, and I just hope that we'll not have a retina tear, because it can happen while the vitreous gel is detaching itself away from the retina. On Friday the 17th of March 2023, I phoned the doctor surgery at Machynlleth to make an appointment about the two sores I had on my face since 2020 during the COVID epidemic. I mentioned to the receptionist that I thought I might have skin cancer, and she said that she would mention it to the duty doctor. Half an hour later, she phoned back and asked me to take a photo of them with my phone and email it to the doctor. After receiving the email, the doctor phoned me in the afternoon and said that he would send the photos to a skin specialist. The doctor phoned back on the Monday the 20th of March with the results from the skin specialist and said I had Bowen's disease. It's a very early form of cancer caused by the sun and can be easily treated with a cream called Effudix. This cream will be quite irritating and patches will become inflamed. I was to apply it morning and evening for 4 weeks, and if it hadn't gone in 10 weeks, I had to get in touch with her again. There was some discomfort with the treatment, especially in bed, but I am happy to say that it has more or less healed. I am very grateful to the doctor and the skin specialist for their concerned and rapid response, resulting in what appears to be a positive outcome. I shall definitely keep out of the sun from now on and wear a protective hat when gardening. On Friday the 11th of August 2023, I phoned the surgery to make an appointment about the swelling on the right side of my throat. The doctor phoned me back and said he would arrange for me to have my blood tested. He arranged for a face-to-face with the doctor on Monday the 4th of September at 5:30. I saw the doctor on the Monday, and he said that my blood test was normal. He examined me thoroughly and arranged for me to have an ultrasound scan on my thyroid. My granddaughter once again took me to Welshpool Hospital for my scan. An ultrasound scan is a special examination that uses high-frequency sound waves that cannot be heard by people. It is used to examine soft tissues within the body. The examination involves applying a cold gel and moving a small probe across the skin surface. So the doctor phoned me on the Wednesday, the 29th of November, and told me that the function of the thyroid is fine. However, I do have a few nodules on the right, and they are non-cancerous and do not require intervention. He also said that if they do grow and cause discomfort when swallowing, I would have to have surgery. Thyroid nodules are very common. 1 in 3 people have them, and we develop them because we get older. The longer we live, some of the thyroid cells will develop abnormally into a clump of cells, and the majority are benign. It's not been a good year for me with my eye problems, cancer on the face, and now these nodules. I know it could be worse, but I'm still very anxious about it. On Friday the 23rd of August 2024, our granddaughter Kelsey Jade gave birth to a beautiful baby boy at Bronglais Hospital, Aberystwyth. Kelsey and her partner Kate have named him Arlo. Arlo is our fourth great-grandchild, and he lives in the same village as Ray and myself, so we will be very fortunate to see him grow and tell him about the history of the family and village. He is the 13th generation of our family to have lived in this little village of Kainos Ysgogeiliog over the last 400 years, since the mid-1600s. There will be two new people to add to my family tree, Father Cade and Son Arlo. I wish all three of them good health and happiness. Grace Gunn, my mother-in-law, passed away at 1:30 a.m. on the 8th of March 2025 at Catra Dyfi Care Home Machynlleth. It was very sad, but also a blessing, as she was now deaf and blind and the quality of life was no good. 97 is a good age. She was laid to rest at Machynlleth Tregarth Town Cemetery on the 26th of March 2025. It was a private affair, just Ray, me, Sharon, Patrick, Connor, Kieran, Cameron, Kelsey, Cade and little Arlo. On his glorious sunny day, she had at last joined her husband Wallace after 15 years apart. Grace was a gentle, loving and kind person, and she will be missed by us all. Rest in peace. To Grace, when I married your son Ray, I didn't just gain a husband, but another mother too, Julia. There were so many calendula and lavender flowers in the garden during the summer of 2025 that I decided to make some salve from them. I dried the lavender the natural way, but the calendulas had to be dried in an oven on a low temperature. Once dried, they were placed in jars and topped up with almond oil. Then the jars were placed in a sunny spot for 4 to 6 weeks to infuse. During this time, shake the jars regularly, and when they were ready, drain the oil through a sieve or muslin cloth. Melt 1 ounce of organic beeswax in a double boiler, then take off the heat and add 8 ounces of the oil to the beeswax. If it solidifies after adding the oil, place back on the heat to dissolve again. When ready, pour into containers and allow to completely solidify overnight. Label and store in a cool, dark place. Once made, it has a shelf life of up to a year. Lavender salve is a natural remedy for dry skin, minor cuts, burns, bug bites and headaches. Its aroma promotes relaxation, reduces stress and improves sleep by applying to temples, chest or feet. Its antioxidants, anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial properties make it great for skin rejuvenation and protection. It is also safe for baby's cradle cap and nappy rash. I use the lavender as a hand cream every night because the smell of it is lovely and I do think it helps me sleep. Calendula salve is anti-inflammatory, antifungal, antimicrobial and high in antioxidants. This salve can also be used on C-section incisions and safe for baby's cradle cap and nappy rash. It promotes new tissue growth and cell regeneration. On Saturday 26th of July 2025, I found 6 black red admiral caterpillars on stingy nettle plants at the back of our garden. I brought them into the house to rear, as I have reared cabbage white butterflies and emperor moths before. I like researching and filming them, as it's one of nature's miracles. I ordered 2 butterfly net enclosures from Amazon and they came the next day. I wanted to film them, so I took a photo of stinging nettles and printed some on A3 paper, which I attached to the back and floor of the enclosures. It looked more natural than the plain white netting for filming. I found 2 small plastic tubs with lids, then made holes in the lids and filled them with water and placed fresh stinging nettles inside every day for the caterpillars. They would eventually make leaf tents on the leaves where they could eat, grow and molt. I used my Sony camcorder to film and Ray bought me a monitor to view it all larger and in focus. It took many hours and weeks to film, but was worth it. The most difficult part was catching the emergence of the butterfly because it happened so quickly, but I managed to film them all but one. All six emerged successfully into beautiful red admiral butterflies. So on Thursday the 11th of September 2025, I uploaded the film onto YouTube, and it is also available to view on People's Collection Wales of the National Library of Wales website. The Red Admiral Vanessa Atalanta lays its eggs between April and September. It lays them singly on one leaf on the upper side of the stinging nettle plant. It can take 3 to 6 days for the eggs to hatch to a small caterpillar. The caterpillar will make a leaf tent on the nettle leaf, where it will eat and mould several times. This lasts about 2 to 3 weeks. The caterpillar will then find a spot and build a silk path and attach its hind legs and slowly drop down to a J shape, where it will finally shed its skin for the last time as a caterpillar and change into a chrysalis, which lasts about 10 to 11 days. Eventually, the chrysalis will become more transparent and showing the colours of the butterfly inside. You may also notice a crack or opening forming, which is a sign that it will emerge soon. The butterfly's legs and antenna will slide away from the chrysalis. Do not disturb or try to help the butterfly, as this can be harmful to the developing insect. Just watch one of nature's miracles. After emerging, it will pump fluid into its wings, and this could take about 2 hours or more. The butterfly's favourite food is the buddleia bush, and at the end of summer it will migrate south to a warmer climate to the continent. Not all do this. Some will stay in the UK and hibernate over winter. So if you see one in your garden shed, it is only waiting for spring to come, and then it will wake up, find a mate, and start the life cycle all over again. The Red Admiral is one of the UK's most beautiful butterflies. While filming the Red Admiral butterflies in August 2025, a Coma caterpillar appeared on a nettle leaf, and I was so excited. It must have been curled up inside a nettle leaf, as they too make a leaf tent, where they will molt inside several times, just like the Red Admiral butterfly. A Coma Polygonia C. album butterfly is called the Coma because it has a small white coma-shaped mark on the underside of its wings. The eggs are laid singly on the upper side of nettle leaves in April, May and July to August and hatch into caterpillars after about 2 to 3 weeks. They spend 5 weeks as caterpillars before finding a spot to build a silk pad and attach his hind legs before dropping down slowly into a J shape. Then it will shed its skin one last time and change into a chrysalis. The chrysalis stays in this stage for 7 to 18 days before the adult butterfly emerges. On the 26th of August 2025, I noticed that my Coma chrysalis was getting darker and I could see the colour of his wings inside. I stayed up all night and it finally emerged at 7:15 in the morning of the 27th of August 2025. I was so tired, but if I had gone to bed I would have missed the emergence. Not long after, a Red Admiral butterfly emerged too, and after they had pumped fluid into their wings, I released them both in my garden at 25 past 2 in the afternoon. Some of the butterflies will overwinter in the UK as adults, emerging from hibernation in the spring. I'm looking forward to next spring so that I can rear some different species. Our daughter Sharon has been battling breast cancer since 2025. She had an op last year and radiotherapy in January this year of 2026. And the prognosis so far is good, so we are all hoping for the best. Our granddaughter Kelsey is expecting our second great-grandson and Sharon's second grandson in March 2026, so there will be something to look forward to.